I want to introduce something here that is in addition to anything that you've seen in the past. In 1 John 2:5, the scripture talks about perfected love. It says, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we're in him. The love of God is perfected in him. Well, the love of God is already perfect, isn't it? Well, sure it is. Well, what does it mean, perfected in him? It means that it finds its completion, its resolution, it finds its consummation in us. Without it, it's a one. Without that relationship, it's a one-way street. It is perfected in us if we keep his word. There it is again, obedience. Secondly, there we go. In John, 1 John 4:12, the scripture says, no one has seen God at any time. Have you ever seen God? Raise your hand if you have. I got one hand with a little snicker. You know, maybe you have. If the eyes of your heart have been enlightened to see the height, depth, length, and breadth of God's love, you've seen it. You've perceived it. Have we physically seen him? Have we seen with our actual physical eyes? Well, no. Nobody here can raise their hand for that. Now, it says, 1 John 4:12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, here's how we see God. Look at this. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. It's telling us not only has his love been perfected, where in us, it's telling us, if you look at it, that if we love each other, we see God. How can that be? Well, Jesus said, if whatever you've done unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done unto me. Well, the things that I want to share from this point are more geared to a different element here. And this is funny, talking about having to depend on faith. Had my message all prepared, and as usual, when I come to Sunday mornings, I take and copy it off onto a CD so that we'll have it. And I had some beautiful screenshots all set up for you and everything. And I took and I put it over, transferred my file to my handheld computer, because this way I can actually go through and review a message before I bring it. And in the process of that, Jeff Hoffelner will have special appreciation for that. It does a file form transition. And once you do that, it can never go back. And that means that the actual slides that I prepared for this part of the message are gone. I think Bill Gates has them. I'm not sure. So, I'm going to have to do an alternative approach, and I hope your eyes are really good. But here you can see I have my handheld computer right here, and if you just look real carefully, okay, I'll walk up and down the aisle and do it this way. Can you read that, brother? Can you see that? Okay. Okay, this is going to be a really slow process. I can see that right now. Okay, this is not going to work. I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you what I'll do. Instead, I will ask you to indulge your imagination. Some of you are especially good at that. And I will describe what's here on my little screen, and then you will envision it. And it will be better than anything that Bill Gates has. All right. Here we go. There are such things there is such a thing as differing levels of faith. The apostles said to the Lord, Luke 17:5, increase our faith. Okay, so they recognize there are different levels. The scripture says that God has given to us, all of us, various levels of faith. So even the faith itself is a gift from God. In verse 6, he replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. It will happen. It's going to happen. All right. Now, here's where the imagination comes in. Picture a mustard seed. Well, picture a whole bunch of them. They are really little. Have anybody here never seen a mustard seed? Somebody's lying by not raising their hand. Okay. Sure, sure. Yeah, okay. That's good, yeah. In fact, if Daryl... you know, we keep mustard seeds in stock here at Glen Acres. Well, I don't want to explain the whole thing, but it's really important to us, this seed faith thing and all. And he's going to bring back some mustard seeds, and we're going to pass them around. Please don't lose them. Put them in a pocket, take them home, plant them somewhere, you know, and see what happens. Because Jesus used this as an illustration. Everybody thinks, well, yeah, because it's so small. That's the reason. No, I don't think that's the main point. Everybody focuses on the small faith of the apostles, etc. I don't think that's really the point. I think the point is that it's a seed and it grows. And if you begin even with that small level of faith, that seed faith, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, it will grow. It will grow. Faith grows. That's the nature of it. You can't really stop it. But please listen to this. God responds to us. Mustard seeds. Can you actually make mustard out of these things? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Emma, would you please pass that around? Okay, I hope it makes it over, you know, to Dan's row there. Oh, here. Here, go ahead. I'm passing the whole jar on. I'm taking a leap of faith here, if you'll pardon the expression. I want everybody to take at least one or two or 10 or 12 of them. Everybody, I said, everybody. It's mandatory. Okay, because when you get home, you're going to have to plant it in a planter or in your front yard, your backyard. And I want to report on this. I want to report on how your mustard seed did. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be interesting. It'll grow if you have faith. Well, why? Because it's designed to grow. That's how it works. But here is an important point. God responds to us. He responds to what we do. You say, well, what, you know, my little faith, what difference does that make? God responds to whatever we do. Please listen. When God draws close to us, what does He do? Scripture. If we draw close to Him, He draws close to us. Okay, important. So, we draw close to Him, He draws close to us. His steps are a lot bigger than ours, right? He responds to us. The same thing is true of our faith. We have faith in Him. We say, God, I do believe in You. Does that seem big? No, it's not. But we take that step toward Him, and He responds in a much bigger way to give us more. To give us more. That is pressed down, overflowing, shaken together. It comes back to us big time. Just a little move that we make, He knows we're small. He knows we are weak. But in our weakness, His strength is made perfect. That is completed it becomes whole. It finds its purpose, and it becomes consonant with the purpose. Okay? God responds to us. He responds to us when we love. If we love Him, if we love one another, He responds to us by giving us more love. More, a lot more, a lot bigger. So you see, don't think that your little response is insignificant. It's not at all. It's huge. Now, I think this is one reason that Jesus said, or one of the applications, to him who has, will more be given. And to him who has not, see, this is a non-responder. To him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. To the person that loves truth, what happens? They get more truth. To the person that uses the light they have, what happens? They're given more light. To the person who loves, they're given more love. It's an endless supply then, because then you're connected with God. To the person who loves truth, more truth. To the person who loves a lie, the person who takes refuge in lies, you know what God gives to them? He gives it back to them manifold, over and over. To him who takes refuge in lies, God says that he will give them strong delusions so that they might believe a lie. In other words, he's saying, you love lies? Here's a whole raft. You enjoy living in a delusionary reality? Have at it. God responds to us, very, very important, in every way, positively or negatively. Don't ever think you have no power. You are a human being gifted by God with the power of free will. You make choices moment by moment, day by day, and those choices will determine how God responds to you. So the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And he said that if you have faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, and say to this tree, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will obey you. Think about that. We obey him, and we find that there are other things that obey us. Now, let me make a distinction here. The word faith ministry has it all backwards. You know, they teach that whatever you say, you know, the power of the tongue, whatever you say is what you're going to get. It doesn't work that way. I don't care, even if you're asking for something that may be good in itself, you are not in command. Jesus, in that passage, really is saying that we can be in command, but it's by functioning by real faith. And what that means is, number one, doing just what Jesus says, not my will, but thine be done. If you know that something is God's will, you are his servant to help him to accomplish that will. Things will happen. Will it happen today or tomorrow? We don't know. If it doesn't happen until, you know, 2 weeks from now, we may have to actually exercise our faith and continue working in that regard or in that same fashion. Okay. I'm going to make a quick summation of the remainder here. Jesus revealed that there are levels of faith when he said, believe me when I say, and then he said, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles. There are different levels of faith. In John 14:1, says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Don't let your hearts be troubled. So, the antidote for fear is faith. And we need to keep that in mind. There are different levels. There's beginning faith, there's growing faith, there's mature faith, and there's perfected faith. And here, exercise your mind, beginning faith. Picture that, well, you can pick it up and feel it now. Feel that mustard seed there. It's not very big, is it? That's beginning faith. Growing faith, I had a beautiful picture of budding seeds here. Picture that in your mind. It was great. They're so green, so vital. It's wonderful. And then there's mature faith. Now here, I showed a mustard plant. No, a mustard tree. A mustard tree. That little seed planted in your heart, if it meets with a positive response from you, God makes a positive response back, and it forms a growing cycle. And that wasn't the end of it. Then there is perfected faith. The picture of that was truly amazing. A tree, a huge tree, verdant, green, vital, a mustard tree. It was not like one of these little shrub trees that you see around. It was a huge tree. Now the scripture says that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. When it's planted, it's the smallest of all seeds for the garden, but when it grows, it becomes a tree. That little tiny thing that you've got in your pocket is a tree. All you have to do is plant it and water it, take care of it. That little bit of faith that you carry in your heart is a tree. All you have to do is make sure it's planted, make sure it's watered. I suggest the washing of the Word. The washing of the Word with water is an analogy made. And it will grow. It'll grow from that to something huge, really huge. Because God has ordained it to be that way, it is God's will that that happens. And if it's God's will, then I am His servant to make it happen. Which is not much, but if we all are His servant to make it happen, and we help each other that way, it will happen. Whatever we ask believing, and whatever we ask agreeing with one another, whatever we ask according to His will, it will be done. And see, that's the real thing. People are asking for this and that, and they don't say, nonetheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, I heard a message from somebody supposed to be a preacher, said, no, I'm tired of that. Don't you pray, not my will, but thine be done. God wants your will to be done. Jesus, didn't he, said, prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. Can I follow his example, please? I hope so. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 says, not all have faith. And it warns us about those, even within the church, that do not have faith. It talks about their wickedness, in fact. Be careful. Now, I'm not saying anything about anybody here, trust me. But be careful, because there is such thing as wickedness operating within the realm of God's people. Paul said that he was constantly in danger from what? False brethren. So be careful. I don't want anybody to be paranoid, but careful. The scripture says it, without faith it's impossible to please God. We're saved through faith, that's the beginning. The scripture says that we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. See, that's how faith grows, more and more, and then more and more and more. It kind of amplifies as it goes along. Your faith is growing more and more, and the love of every one of you has for each other. The faith and love are growing together. It's related. They work hand in hand. We're supposed to take up the shield of faith. That's a maturing step. I'm going to have to conclude at that point, but I think that you can get the important picture here, that faith is made to grow. Basically, it's been planted in our heart. God delights in seeing it grow. And if we simply respond to Him, He does respond to us. Great, great thing to understand. Okay, before we close this morning, I'd like us to stand and have a word of prayer, and then we'll have the announcements. Father, thank you for this time of fellowship, of sharing together. Thank you, God, for the gift of faith. We know that faith itself really is a gift from you. God, teach us to walk by faith. Not simply to understand it, but, Father, to walk step by step in our lives, trusting in you rather than ourselves. Help us, God, to follow Jesus' ultimate example of obedience and love. Father, I pray for each one here this morning that you would instill within their hearts and step by step the reality of your presence as we love you and obey your word. Father, I pray for the blessing, the presence of your Holy Spirit, for all of those who are willing, for all of those who truly trust and are that desire to be your servant, that you would bless the way this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.